Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest who I'm so excited to interview. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for each person's talent, each person's gift, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us life, liberty, and hope, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you bless this broadcast to be something that you will be pleased with and bless it to be acceptable in your sight, Lord. We're asking that you bless our special guest, Heavenly Father. Help her to feel at ease, Lord, and help her to just bless someone who is listening, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the doors, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking that you bless those who are in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Would you bless those who are standing beside their loved ones in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Would you just give them hope, Heavenly Father, and would you heal right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking, would you bless every prayer that is rendered sincerely to be answered, Heavenly Father, whatever that prayer may be, Lord. And we're asking you once again, would you bless our hearts to be right and our minds to be regulated, Heavenly Father, where we can give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. If we're too high, Lord, bring us down, and if we're too low, Lord, bring us up. We just thank you for second chances, third chances, Lord, and we're just asking you, would you keep us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, the scripture for today comes from, as I said before, Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." That is Isaiah 40 and 31. And now the moment that everyone has been waiting for. Today I have a very special guest who is a woman of God. She is a daughter. She's a friend. She's an American Idol contestant and a future hopeful of Sunday Best. I would like to welcome Ms. Tamara Brown to the show. Ms. Tamara Brown, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding.
Great. And I understand that you would like to start the show by giving us a praise and worship song.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear,
thank you so much. What a way to start off the show. Excellent, excellent, excellent. To God be the glory. Okay, now I want to start by asking you a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, and my first question would be, how did you get started in the music industry as an artist?
Well, getting started actually started a long time ago. As a child, singing in the children's choir at my church, which is Mount Bethel Baptist Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, just singing there, developing myself, developing as an artist, doing a lot of different recordings. I mean, we have two CDs that I have, recorded as a soprano voice. They're at the church, two projects as a youth and young adult choir, title It's in the House, and then also as an adult choir, The Voices of Bethel, Let the Healing Begin. So therefore, just starting there, it all started just being at church, being active in the ministry, and just singing all the time. That's what actually got me started.
Okay. It's a good background and foundation. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your recording experience with artists like Joe Lijon, John P. Key, and other individuals like that?
Absolutely. Also, there being at the church and inside of, in the choir and things like that, so we would tour during the summertime, or if there's any type of recordings or any type of concerts. Back in the day, they used to call them singing, especially with Joe Lagan, that, if there are concerts such as that, our choir would have to open up for the show, or at least be background choirs for them. And recording with, like, Joe Lagan, we opened up for the great Barry Manilow. He didn't even know that we were there. He just knew that there was a choir that was going to be backing him up. But the sound that came from behind the curtain, he wanted to know who this choir was, where did they come from. So just, it was just an aha experience recording with those type of, artists or the greats, should I say. But for the most part, it was just an outstanding, experience altogether.
Okay, good. Now, what did you learn most about recording with such anointed musicians?
I would say the thing that I learned the most was to be determined and ready.
That's right.
Just always be ready. You never know when that opportune time is going to come, so you have to be prepared. Being yourself and being prepared and ready to work or willing to do it. Of course, God is always in the midst of everything, whether, it be a gospel artist, whatever type of artist that it is. But if you're always ready, the Bible says be also ready. So once you're always ready, you always be prepared to, be, amongst the great. So that was, the most thing that I learned from that particular experience was to always be ready, be prepared, and, give God the glory in the midst of it.
That's right. Okay. Now, if you had anywhere in the world where you could perform, where would that be and why?
Oh, wow. I would say there's so many different, theaters. I've always wanted to perform on the Apollo stage.
Ooh.
And also just being on Broadway, period. But definitely the Apollo stage, so many great artists, whether it be gospel, R&B, pop, hip-hop, whatever the genre is, there's so many artists have stepped foot on the Showtime at the Apollo stage, and that is one spot that I would love to perform there. And why? Because of, just the atmosphere. I can only imagine what the atmosphere is like to be in the, you know, the actual theater of the Apollo Arena. So I know that, you know, there will be a day that I'll be on the Apollo stage. So I am prayerful, and I'm, you know, I've already thanked God in advance for that particular opportunity, because it will come.
That's right, and that's good to think positive. That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you have performed in many venues and town halls, and you won some awards. Can you tell me a little bit about your American Idol experience? Wow.
Wow. American Idol. Well, American Idol is, you know, the American Idol that you see on TV.
Uh-huh.
Being there for that experience was like none other. You're there early in the morning, you know, just like you see on TV. You're there early in the morning. You stand online all day until you get inside of the arena. You get 10 seconds to perform in front of, you know, the judges and, you know, the producers. You have 10 seconds to really prove your case, should I say. And
right.
We're talking, I mean, when I auditioned, it was in Orlando, Florida, at the Amway Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 10,000 people there.
Wow.
I was there at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't sing until 5:30 p.m.
Whew.
So, I mean, you know, there's a wide variety of different people from all over the world, all over the country, but the experience was like none other. If age was not a factor,
mm-hmm.
yes, I would do it again. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the experience and being in, you know, the atmosphere of other performers and other singers, you know, it's amazing. So absolutely I would do it again if age wasn't a factor.
Okay. Good. All right. Now, you said you're looking or eyeing Sunday Best. Now, do you plan on, tell me about your plans with that. Do you plan on trying out for that next year, or what are your plans?
I do. Absolutely. I mean, Sunday's Best is one of the TV shows that I actually watch, and I watch really much TV, but Sunday's
mm-hmm.
Best is one that I do, only to the point that, you know, that there is real, true praise and worship going on, even though it's on TV, but you feel it through the TV. I do plan on going to the audition, which is coming up. Normally, it's between February and March, so
mm-hmm.
therefore, I'll be looking for that particular date. Normally, it would be in Atlanta, so I will be definitely traveling to Atlanta to audition for Sunday's Best.
Okay, and I wish you God's blessings and the best of his favor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, since you've had experience with American Idol and you're practicing for Sunday Best, what do you see yourself doing in 2 years as far as your music career or even theater career?
Well, theater career, I can really see that going a far, far distance just by me just starting.
Mm-hmm.
The first theater, well, stage play, it was a gospel stage play called Side Effect. Hurting people
mm-hmm.
hurt people. And that was my first big production, and then we did that on last Saturday here in Coral Springs, Florida. Amazing is the only word that I can even describe what happened in the show. I only had my lines for 2 weeks, but it was amazing how God intervened and allowed me to really, you know, really get my mind together, prepare myself so that way I can, you know, do a good performance. However, even in the midst of that, you know, God showed up, he shows out, just like he always does anyway. But I
right.
do see that in a long-term field in reference to theater.
Mm-hmm.
Music, I do write some. So I do see music even coming into play. It, you know, it's going to be all full circle within
right.
the next year and a half, 2 years. So definitely you're going to be hearing more from me You guys will be seeing me in the stores, all that good stuff, really, really soon. So that's what I'm going to be working on from now going forward. Mm-hmm.
Now, just a side note, do you sing in the plays or do you just act and talk?
Yes, I do sing in the plays as well. Well, I've only been in one, so that was amazing. So I've only been in that first one, and yes, I did sing as well as act as well. Actually, I played as mother in the play, and, you know, that motherly, caring, you know, spirit that you would have to have as a mother. And, I mean, I did do some singing, too. So it was just amazing. And the reviews are still coming, even after, I mean, it's going to be almost, you know, another week. And the reviews are still coming in continually. So it was a real nice turnout. The blessings that came through it, people were really touched by the actual story. So absolutely.
Okay. And congratulations on your first play.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope for, or what do you hope to accomplish with your music and theater career?
More so just reaching those that need whatever the topic is of the play. I mean, this, you know, side effects, hurting people, hurt people, you know, that's daily life. You know, people that are already hurting, you know, the devil works. So that way those people can hurt someone else. So definitely there were some, you know, real deep issues there. And, of course, when it comes to deep issues, a lot of people, they don't like to discuss those issues. So when it comes up and they see it, you know, right in front of their faces, they can relate to it. But, I mean, I'm just in awe of where it's going to be leading me. There's another play getting ready to come up in November, which is called Why Am I Still Single? The playwriter is Antonio Wells. He writes these plays to affect those that need. So when you go to a play such as that or such as Side Effects, it just draws you in. So definitely that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm ready to, you know, whatever God has for me definitely is for me, and I'm just ready to go forward with it.
Okay, good. Now, what projects do you have going on now, or what's coming up?
As I mentioned, I mean, the only thing that's coming up at this point is Why Am I Still Single? And that is a gospel stage play. It's going to be here in Coral Springs, Florida, once again. And that's November the 24th. That is what I have going on now. And then also in December, Side Effects, the play that I was just in, that will be in Atlanta on December the 13th. So those are, you know, the two things that I have coming up right now.
Okay. Now, with those different plays, do you guys have any CDs or do you have any projects that you have out that people could actually purchase or anything, or are you working on it?
Yeah, we're definitely working on it. By this November play coming up, we should have something ready and, you know, ready and loaded to go. However, when it comes to my music, no, I don't have anything right now, but I am working on that as well.
Okay. Now, is there anything, because we still have some time, is there anything that you would like to tell the audience that we did not cover in our initial interview? This would be the time. Any encouraging words, anything?
The only thing that, you know, I can actually cover is actually just, you know, basically encourage someone to let them know that favor is never fair. I'm a firm believer of that. I was living in Tampa, Florida for about 9 years. I decided to come back to Fort Lauderdale area to really, you know, engulf in, you know, my ministry and into music and, you know, really get on that bandwagon. And by doing that has opened up so many doors that I mean, honestly, when it says that he'll open up, you know, the windows of heaven, you will have more blessings than you have room enough to receive. Absolutely. I honestly believe that just within the last few days, even with you, you know, Ms. Love, I mean, I know at one point you were, you know, saying that everything was booked up. You didn't think that you have enough space for any openings for the month of October. And then God showed up, obviously, and here I am today. It's October the 6th, and I am on the show this month versus next month. So, I mean, favor is never fair. You never know when your blessings are going to come. Again, you have to always be prepared, always be ready, because you never know what will happen.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And you can either hang out while I do the announcements. And I do have a caller, and I'm not going to put you on the spot. If you want to say something, this will be the time. And if you just want to just listen, that's fine. Caller, would you like to say something? Okay. Well, you do have a couple of listeners on the line, Ms. Brown. But I want to appreciate you, and I want to appreciate the listeners who are on the line. And I'm going to begin my announcements. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I look forward to working with you again. And thank you all, whoever showed up on the call. I do thank you for that. So God is so good, and always remember that favor is never fair.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we're going to start the announcements, and I'm going to be very brief. Please continue to tell your friends and family about the radio show. The link is actually blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's FredaLove. Gospel artists, poets, authors, actors, actress, and community leaders. If you would like to be on the show, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. On tomorrow, we will have our Fit to Win segment with Billboard's Wellness out of Dallas. They are ranked as one of the top fitness corporations. So please stay tuned for that. That's Fit to Win on tomorrow. On Tuesday, do you remember the psalmist, Ms. Carla Martin, that she was scheduled for Saturday. However, she had to be on the road. She is coming to us on Tuesday. She is a gospel singer. She will be online at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday. Wednesday, I will lead you in prayer because we need prayer. On Friday, Friday is just the University of North Texas. If you have any students, family at the University of North Texas, they are having family day, and also on Saturday as well. And on Saturday at 5:30, I will be interviewing Miss Hollywood, Miss Michelle Valens. She is an actress, so please stay tuned for that. That's at 5:30 on Saturday. Then Sunday we do it all over again, and I will be coming with the ministry on Sunday from Isaiah 40 and 31, talking about the eagles, the buzzards, and the birds. Please remember to continue to pray for your family and friends, and remember to pray for Miss Jessica Reedy, and also support her in her ministry by going out, getting some of her CDs. They really minister to the soul. Remember, I have a clothesline out. It's called fashionsbylove.com. We have some very nice things for you on that website for men and women. The Wanda Bell Ministries, I have a friend up in Dallas, is having an event on October 26th called Understanding Spiritual Services. She has two sessions. One starts at 9 a.m. It is a $10 donation, and the afternoon session is a musical, and she has a lot of nice gospel artists who will be there. The address is 2100 Highway 360 North Suite 205 in Grand Prairie, Texas. That's right up the road if you're in Waco. Sister Sherry Benson is having an event on November 9th. Please come out and support her ministries. It's called Empowered to Win. You can register online at www.sherrybronson.com. Please check out one of my good friends, comedian Shingles Page, and his radio station. He also interviewed gospel artists. And I believe he's going to have Mr. Byron Cage on Thursday. So please look out for that. And I believe that concludes our announcements. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And I have one more announcement. If you attended La Vega High School or La Vega, they do have a website, and I'll post it on my page where you can go and update your information.
So without further ado, I would like to conclude the program and be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family and friends, and I want to thank our guest today. Be sure to connect with her, Ms. Tamara Brown, on Facebook. And, you know, it's T-A-M-E-R-I-A Brown on Facebook. So be sure to connect with her. And once again, thank you to all the listeners, and bless you and have a blessed week. And be sure to come back on tomorrow at 5:30. Goodbye, everybody.